Thanks, Meg. We have a good show in for you tonight. We've got a big mix of different things. We've got talkers that are going to talk about stuff that's going on in the community. We've also got poets, we've got musicians. But yeah, basically, if you've not been before, we created this event just as something in Withenshaw, which there's not much of, to highlight how creative we are and the stories that we have to tell that are really important. We wanted to give a space and a platform for people to do that. And it's working really well. We also have a big yellow box there that you might have spotted already. That's our anonymous submissions box. We do have a slot later on that is for open submissions. I will say two ladies have already nabbed me for that though, so it might be short. But today, or if any time in the future, or if you get inspired tonight and want to write, there's pens and paper there, feel free to write. We also have the availability to be anonymous. Some people don't want to grace the stage but still want the words to be heard. We make space for that too. So if there's anything in the box and we have time throughout the night, I'll dip in and read something for you, and then I give you the opportunity to own it if you want to. You don't have to, but you can say, yeah, that was me. Or you can just say nothing and go home. And that's fine too. And just to give people an opportunity to still express themselves and see how it reads in the room. But we do find that people that do it, they get the taste for it. And then next time you'll be up here with me. But first, I'm going to introduce James to the stage. So James Ryan runs this space, basically, really helps us do it all. We couldn't do it without him. But he's going to talk about what else is going on in the space and just locally that you can get involved with or you might be interested in.
I'm just going to say a few words about Withenshaw Rising. So a group called Split the Atom were commissioned to do a documentary about the creative landscape of Withenshaw. So Chris and Lance were the two lads that done it. So they essentially followed around a lot of the local creative people in the area, and I would argue Withenshaw were quite important in that as well. So today I'm just going to show you the website because we really want to push this. So the idea of this website is we've got a creative directory, so anyone based in Withenshaw can add their details to it, and we really want people to do that because we want local people to be available. So for example, let's say you were looking for a photographer and you didn't know anyone, go on the creative directory and hopefully you'll find someone there. So essentially today I'm just kind of spreading the word, really. So if you just Google Withenshaw Rising, all the info is there. So yeah, thanks for listening.
Thanks very much for that, James. James got a really soothing voice, I think. Hasn't he? Soothing. Like he belongs on a co-op advert or something. Thanks, everyone, for coming. Honestly, amazing. It's been so good. Like, it's a year today that we've been in this space, isn't it? A massive congratulations and well done to Taryn, because she does a lot of this on her own back. Next up, we've got a favourite of Withenshaw. We've got Ali Dav, who we absolutely love. She's amazing, and it's just a testament of how diverse this is. We've got so many different types of acts here. So, yes, please, Ali Dav.
Well, last time I was here, I read from This Is The Earth Pathways Diary, and I'm the festivals writer for this year. So I think it was Swain last time, wasn't it? Yeah. So we've got In Bulk coming up on Sunday. So if you're thinking, In Bulk, I never heard of that. Well, I hadn't either. So here's what I've written. Until I was on the Earth Pathway, I'd never heard of In Bulk. It seemed strange to have a festival at the start of February. What was there to celebrate? Now, with each turn of the wheel of the year, I grow in appreciation of this lesser-known Earth Festival. I redecorate my fireplace. The snow whites of winter become milks and creams. Candles glow, marking the return of the light. Outdoors, my heart dances at the first sight of snowdrops. So little, but determined. They don't care about the cold. Neither do the small birds flitting about the branches and buds. Let the Kaliak, the divine hag, gather her firewood for the rest of winter. The days are getting longer. I used to frown at the hard ground, longing for spring. Now I feel the promise pushing through the earth. Seeds stir and Bridget is come. Welcome, In Bulk. Thank you. I've got some exciting news to share with you. I'm going to be starting a new women's circle here, hopefully monthly. So thanks to James for helping get this going. And it's open to Withenshaw women, but also while we get it going as well, to women outside the area. And the idea of it is around the fire. We're not having a real fire, James, don't worry. It's sort of that idea that we're gathering together, and it's around the sort of metaphorical fire and creativity. And because I'm neurodivergent, I'm setting it up in a way, it's kind of, it will be very open to anybody and what they like in terms of their wiring. The first session is a week on Saturday. So it's Saturday the 7th here in the creative space from 2:30 to 4:30. I have got some little flyers and I've put some on the table over there. And it's got my website on there with Creative Circle. So if you're interested and intrigued, you can have a look and see if you're interested. Like I say, it is just for women. And I know what I was going to say was, a lot of people talk about getting out of your comfort zone. I want to get in it. You know, as a neurodivergent person, I'm uncomfortable a lot of the time in the world. So I want to create a space where people are really comfortable. You can come as you are. If somebody wants to come and just sit on the side and just watch the whole time, that's what they can do. It's fine. There's just no pressure to do anything or to be anything. But it's going to be really, hopefully, really pleasurable, really enjoyable and creative and coming together. So, and I'm hoping as well to start doing some other events and partnering up with people and doing stuff on various themes. So I'm just going to read something that kind of, I don't know, it kind of paved the way for me a bit with the Around the Fire gatherings, because I wrote this, it's a very long poem called Spider Story, and it's actually a story as well within the poem. And I'm hoping one of the things I can do is like a whole kind of workshop and gathering around that at some point this year. And it's that idea about co-creating space. So here we go. Come, gather in circle, sisters. Bring a seat of your choosing. Rocking chair, rug, stool, a throne if you're so inclined. We are all queens, sovereign to ourselves. Show up as you like. Nothing is fixed. We're curators of this liminal space. Bring hills and streams. See how the tendrils of co-creation intertwine. We're rewilding our ground, rooting in the rise of the possible. Unbury the moon. We'll have both day and night in this collaborative realm. Sit, sisters, around this communal fire we've made. Settle yourselves. We'll begin. Each take our drop spindle of balanced weight, attach our bundles, that shredded mesh from each of our lives, and spin. Keep feeding it in. If the thread breaks, remake the join. Our fingers know the thrum. We're midwives of song, transforming our pains into powerful yarn. Thank you.
Next artist we've got is Cafu.
Every time I close my eyes, it's your smile there to see. Every time I sing my song, I wish you were my harmony. Time I'm scared, it's your voice that I think of. You can take me anywhere. You're moving on like I always knew you would. You fixed a part of me no one ever could. like a lighter. And I'm not yours, but you're always mine. I'll come back to you every time. Every time I see your pictures, it squeezes the trigger of how much I miss you. You never really asked for all that much, but I just didn't deliver. Every time I'm nervous, and every time I'm scared, it's your voice that I think of. You can take me anywhere. Answers to all the questions in my head. Can you take the words from my mouth before they're even said? You're the last thing on my mind every time I go to bed. Can you lay right next to me? I just wanna know you again. I don't know where we went wrong, but I think about you every day. Nothing's right since you've been gone. I wish there was another way. Stars shine bright, you shine brighter. You lit up my world like a lighter. And I'm not yours, but you're always mine. I'll come back to you every time.
Thank you. The next song I'm going to do is a song I wrote called People Pleaser, and it's about when you're in a relationship, but the person you with's in that for attention is not with it for you.
Strength is what I need when I'm with her. Hope is what I need to get over this hurt. 'Cause no one has hurt me like she hurt me. How could she say that she still loved me? And you acted like I never gave you love. And I know now I was never enough. Heart is not, to the things you did. But when I didn't come by, and all of the lies that you told, well, it was my heart that you broke, and you acted like I never gave you love, and I know now I was never enough for you, 'cause you're the people pleaser. I should have seen you're in your element, the people pleaser. You're the people pleaser. I should have seen you're in your element, the people pleaser.
Thank you. This last song I'm going to sing is a song I wrote a while ago when I got out of a toxic relationship, and it was quite a soothing song to write. Like shooting stars in the sky, we couldn't make it work if we tried. It wasn't easy, it wasn't hard. A lot different worlds grow apart. Like shooting stars, we had our good times and bad times too, and some of the old outweighed the new. We tried to change for both of our sakes, but some of the old is like shooting stars in the sky. Couldn't make it work if we tried. It wasn't easy, it wasn't hard. All our different worlds grow apart, like shooting stars. Like shooting stars. Like shooting stars. Thank you.
I'm going to read a little poem Thoreau recently, and then I'm going to get someone else up to do a bit of poetry. Oh, my name's Sam. Hi.
Hi, Sam.
Hi. So this poem, the title, is got to be sort of sung in an old, like, cartoon way. So, Reformers, Tories in disguise. So that's the title. So, fuck's sake, Britain, what's going on? We have UK Trump supporters. Where did we go wrong? Even if you do forgive or condone his fascist agenda, he's still a serial child sex offender. No, Starmer is not a communist. This isn't an occupation. Yes, he looks like he'd apologise after ejaculation. But this supposed human rights lawyer Zionist fart isn't the source of the problems. 2024 wasn't the start. The siphoning of public money into private hands, it was the milk snatcher and the start of the free market. That's where it began. The decades of underfunding and backhanders under Tory rule, then this blue Labour just continued the work with its toolmaker's tool. Follow the money and connect the dots. It's so fucking obvious they all piss in the same pot. So before you throw a vote away under this undeniable guise, think reformers. Tories in disguise. Ex-Tories whining about the state of the country. Can you believe it? It's like Fred West complaining that his patio's being uneven. Try and think of the one promise this vermin have kept. I'd call them all cunts, but they neither possess the warmth or the depth. So when you think reform, think Tories in disguise. Don't fall for the scapegoats. Don't give them anywhere to hide. Thank you. Next up, we've got Taryn doing a little poem as well. Thank you very much.
There's a poet called Mike Garry. Don't know if any of you would have heard of him. He's the best. I've invited him here, you know, he was going to come once and then he couldn't last minute, can you believe it? So I nearly met him. But he's got a poem called What My Mum Taught Me. So I've done a version of What My Mum Taught Me. Not quite as nice, but... So, everything feels better after a brew. Only trust the chosen few. There's nobody else quite like you. That's what my mum taught me. If you lie with a big fat man, you'll feel small and dainty and... You'll be wrapped in the palm of his hand. That's what my mum taught me. Don't think too much, just do and feel. Don't worry about polite, just stay real. You may bend, but never kneel. That's what my mum taught me. Even if you're cracking up, make sure you look a million bucks. Never let them take you for a schmuck. That's what my mum taught me. There's no greater music than Johnny Marr. Either stay at home or go somewhere far. That's why it's handy to own a car. That's what my mum taught me. She said everyone is bisexual in truth. It's whether they choose to see it through. And the only one that you should judge is you. That's what my mum taught me. Read as much as you possibly can. It's better to be a peer than to be a fan. There's no such thing as the perfect plan. That's what my mum taught me. Never forget where you were born. Enjoy the rose but watch the thorn. Beware the devil and his horns. That's what my mum taught me. Call them all out on the shit. Don't worry if they can deal with it. You're only as good as your greatest hit. That's what my mum taught me. You're only as old as the trainers you wear. Don't be scared to change your hair. There's no such thing as the perfect pair. That's what my mum taught me. Ian Curtis, Ian Brown, and of course Morrissey. Macy Gray, Erykah Badu, they'll help you to see. Cigarettes, wine and music always come as a free. That's what my mum taught me. Know when your welcome has been overstayed. Fuck knowing when your last bill was paid. Every man will always stray. That's what my mum taught me. There's no better feeling in the world than growing from shit into a pearl. Never forget that little inner girl. That's what my mum taught me. Thank you. It's been a while. Been really rusty. Don't know about everybody else, but I've really struggled this January. It's just been heavy and dark and cold and long. And I'm a bit sick of it. So I was really nervous to get on stage today, so thank you for being so welcoming. And I really do understand that. Everybody that gets up here feels the same nerves as I do, if not more. So, yeah, be nice to the poets. It's well hard up here. And it's dead hard, and that light's right in your face. So it's dead hard. What? I'm selling it, yeah. Yeah, so join us. It's really fun. So Natalie asked me for an open mic slot. It's her first time at Living Shore, so please give her a very warm welcome.
Come on, Nat.
Okay, so leading on from what Taryn just said, my poem is actually about struggling a lot mentally, because I do have a lot of pressures, as most people do in life, and sometimes it's up, sometimes it's down. I used to write a lot when I was younger, but it's something that I stopped doing. And last week, when I asked Taryn for the spot, I just randomly wrote a poem, and I'd just like to share it with you guys. But yeah, so today I feel low, but I still choose to grow. I look at myself in the mirror sometimes and I ponder what I see. I try to look beyond the skin, deep inside of me. There's a monster lurking in there. She will not let me be. She laughs callously, although I plead, just set me free. She berates and criticizes, relentless in her tirade. What have I done to deserve this? Is this the life I made? The pain I feel is physical, not just in my head. It's starting from the moment that I get out of bed. It's as though the monster destroys me from the inside out, slowly tearing down my will and filling me with doubt. The pain I feel is emotional. It's not just in my head. It can burn like fire, making me question, what is this existence even about? The silence, it grips me tightly. Inside, I'm screaming, I cry, I shout. I feel conflicted and confused, often used and abused. Smile, more most will say, as for today is after all a brand new day. But sometimes for me they're all dark, dingy, long and grey. Just trudging on through, waiting for the hope, in hope that the pain eventually fades away. Then there are days that my world shines, my heart is grateful, and reality hits me, I'm no longer feeling hateful. I'm feeling warm and secure, happy and light. I see colours again. The air feels fresh and my soul's feeling bright. A sense of encouragement, my mind open wide. A feeling of courage, a deep sense of pride. It's with acceptance and authenticity, no longer pulled by that urge to hide. My knowledge expanding with a continual understanding that an expectation of support, it's not actually demanding. With help we learn new ways to breathe, to cope, to heal. Learn trust and compassion in all that we feel, even the painful, for it is proof that life's real. There can be no loss without gain, no fall without a rise, no failure to be had without a bit of wisdom in its eyes. Some days we stand strong with fire to expend. Some days just surviving is how we mend. With a gentle roar, a gentle ear, patience and time, you will eventually get to the end of this rhyme. We chase perfection, it's shaped by our own sight. We don't need to stay stuck in this freeze, fight or flight. Grit and fear, they walk hand in hand. Inside cracks let light in, for we begin to understand. It's in our shadows that teach us the way. For after all, it's the night that defines the meaning of a day. Remember today that we may feel low, but we still have the power to refuse to let go. You choose to take the experience and you can choose to grow and glow. Thank you.
That's the end of part one at Live Ensure January 2026. It was hosted by Taryn and Sam and arranged by the team from Live Ensure. This podcast was recorded and produced by Mint Sounds, and it was recorded at the With Ensure Libraries Creative Space. Discover more at soundsmint.co.uk.